looking in Mark chapter number 12. Mark chapter number 12. Appreciate that good song. Thank God started singing that back in 1989. Met Brother Bobby and started singing in the rest home. Amen. Preaching there. Enjoying them good old songs. Amen. They're valuable. And they're more valuable when you don't have them.
That's right.
And thank God for good old time singing. Mark chapter 12, verse number 41. The Bible said, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. There came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto his disciples and saith unto them, verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. I want to preach if God will help me this morning on some people Jesus recognized.
Amen.
Now, they wasn't doing this to be recognized, but he recognized them.
That's right.
And I won't say that if you're going to get recognized by him, don't look for recognition.
Amen.
A lot of people in this day won't recognize. They want recognition for what they do. But our Lord here recognized a woman that came in with two mites and cast them into the treasury. And we find here that there were many that came that day. There were many that came to the treasury. And she stayed right there and looked at them as they came to put their money in. Thank God he looked at one and recognized it. And probably the one that gave the least in the eyes of man gave the most in the eyes of God Almighty. That when he saw her come, thank God it put them from that sin. He recognized her. Thank God that she gave all that she had. Amen.
Amen.
Don't say this. That God here, Jesus, recognized a woman that had gave all her living. He said others had gave out of their abundance, but she had gave out of all she had. All she had was two mites. All she had, my friend, was just two little mites. But Jesus knew that's all she had. And I want to tell you, wasn't going to recognize you when you give from your heart all that you have. Amen. I'm telling you, he don't want half of what you got. He wants all of what you got. A lot of people want to give half to God. I want to get a little bit to God. But this woman here gave everything. I mean, everything she had, she gave. And he recognized it. Nobody else around there knew that, apparently. They're sowing in big gifts. But thank God she gave everything. You know, if everybody here gave everything, there'd be a difference around the house of God. If you gave all you had, God, I'm not just talking about your money. I'm talking about everything. Up there, what he wants from you, he wants all you got. Amen. That's right. A lot of people come to church and they just want to give half. Amen. That's right. It would be a miracle this morning if everybody in Westside Baptist Church gave all they had. I mean, gave all they had, thank God, in worship. Gave all they had, thank God, and what God wanted them doing and giving. I'm telling you, if everybody gave, thank God, Jesus would recognize it. But I'll tell you what, you won't give for him to recognize it. You'll give because it's in your heart, or because it's right. Hey, living in there, my friend, ain't got everybody else to do something, to get a pat on the back, to get a title, to get a name, ain't got to get somebody to brag on them. I'll tell you, it'd be better, thank God, for him to recognize what you're doing, than anybody else. It really don't matter what anybody else says, but it does matter. Thank God what he says about it, and what he'll recognize. I'll tell you what, most men, praise is an abomination in the eyes of God. Amen. That's right.
Right.
They love the praise of men more than the praise of God.
Amen.
They wanted somebody to say, look what they've done. You know, they got to have a plaque at the, on the back of their pew to say they gave that money to put it in. I've seen some churches got trees planted. I had to put somebody's title on a tree. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, if you can't give from your heart to God, I'd say keep the stingy money. Amen. I'd say keep what you got. Hey, Jesus is looking for somebody that'll give everything in the heart and give what he tells him. You don't have to have a pat on the back. I ain't got a title or to have your little plaque. I ain't got into somewhere. We so they made up in tradition. I ain't got some people think that they own the property. Amen. That's right. Amen. They think they own the church property. I've saw them like that. Charter members been worse about that. Thank God that's because they put a brick in the church. I think they got some special rights in it. I'm telling you, you don't have no more rights than the last person that joined. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I'm telling you that we're living in our friend where people think they own the man of God owned the church. I'm telling you, nobody owns anything. God owns it. It's all his. Thank God he put me here to make sure that it's running the way he wants it. Amen. That's right. Thank God, that's right. Amen. I like it like that because God's in charge. Amen. Don't nobody own these pews, own the piano, own the organ. Ain't got on the choir. Amen. Nobody don't know. Don't own the songbook. Don't own the pulpit. Amen. God just told me to be in charge of it. If he takes me out, he'll put another man in charge. Ain't got whom he wants. But he owns it all. Why don't we give it all? I tell you what he'll recognize. He'll recognize somebody that'll give from their heart unto God. If you don't give, my friend, thank God from your heart. I doubt he recognizes it. He'll recognize only them. Thank God that want to do it for the honor and the glory of Almighty God. Amen. That's right. That's who he's recognizing this morning. Amen. Somebody said, the disciple said, I want a seat by you, Lord. And he said, well, I don't know if you can't drink the cup I'm about to drink. And he said, well, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he said, I can see him kind of stepping forward, you know, saying, I'm so and so, and I'm this and that. And thank God he said, not a one of you. Thank God he brought a little old boy in front of a little child and said, I will tell you right here, it's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Look, such that'll humble themselves like this little old boy here. Thank God, if you don't humble yourself like a child, then you'll not be converted. You'll not be the greatest. It's like an unless little child here. There ain't no big eyes in my friend in this thing. Hey, the foot of the cross, it's a level ground. He don't have no respect to a person. Thank God he's got a people that he loved this morning. He'll recognize them. Thank God that'll give all they got from their heart. Amen. That's right. Thank God. You know, if you realize this, if you really knew what was, you talk about giving, most people that give is the people that don't have it to give.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. That's right. They gave from their abundance. They gave from their abundance. She gave her living. Amen. That's right. That crowd walked there and threw the big check in. And we need some big checks. Amen. But God's got them if you don't give them. I'll tell you that. Hey, you're not doing God no favor of putting something in the offering plate. The tithe is the Lord's anyhow. And if you want to rob God, you can. But I'll tell you what. There's a price to pay. And a man that'll rob God. I've seen some people so stingy about giving. If they made $100 and 10 cents, they done give $10 and 10 cents. Thank God he said tithes and offerings. That's what Israel robbed God from. It wasn't just a tenth. Thank God Jesus just didn't give a tenth. He gave it all. Amen. I'll tell you who I recognize. Somebody that loves him. Somebody that's cheerful in giving. Somebody that gives it all. He recognized that woman that day. Thank God she gave all she had. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you some people Jesus recognized that widow woman there. I'll tell you another woman Jesus recognized. He recognized that woman that done all she could. In the next chapter, thank God, when they was in, I believe in Simon's house, If you look with me in the next chapter, the Bible says, then being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, he said at meat there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, a spot in her, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. You know what? That was very costly. I read where that was like a year's wage. I got that ointment that she put on the Lord's head. And they got to grumbling, them bunch of disciples did, especially Judas, because he's a thief and a devil. And he wanted the money, probably, amen. But he said, we could have spent this on the poor. And Jesus said, the poor you have always with you, but not me. And he said in the word of God here, he said in verse 6, he said, let her alone. Why trouble her? She has wrought a good work on me. In verse 8, he said, she done what she could. Amen. He recognized her that day. And he said that wheresoever the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also she have done, shall be spoken of her from the memorial of her. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you who he recognized. He didn't recognize the rest of that crowd. He recognized that woman that come in with a broken heart. Thank God, in a broken box over our Lord's head. That's right. You know God don't use nothing unless it's broke. He's got to break you before he'll use you. He'll have to break things. I'm telling you, this woman broke that box over his head, and that ointment poured down upon the Lord. Hey, she anointed him before his burial. I'm telling you, he said she done what she could. I'm telling you, there's none of nobody else that ever found in the word of God that was said about that. I mean, she done what she could. Thank God, in this day we're living in, people trying to get out of what they can do, still doing what they can do. Hey, they spend more time trying to figure out, my friend, the easy way about it, than giving and giving their self. Thank God, to do what the Lord says. Amen. That's right. Tell you, mate.
Yeah.
Bible said she done what she could. That's what Jesus said about her. He recognized her.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Thank God, the rest of that crowd sitting in there on their pew. Amen. That's right. Sitting there like a bunch of, thank God, dead heads. Amen. Griping and complaining about how she spent what she spent. I tell you, you do it for glory of God, and that's when God will recognize it. You do it under Jesus, that's when God will recognize it. You don't have to have somebody come pat you on the back and say, boy, you've done a good thing. I tell you, you do it for him. Thank God, he'll recognize it. Hey, how much are you doing? You want him to look at, and you want him to get glory of, and you want the God of heaven to bless. In another place in that word of God, the Bible said when she anointed him, that the ointment filled the house. It was a good smell. It got on everybody. Amen. How you get broke and worship him for who he is. Thank God, that's the best thing that you can have. Because he'll recognize it when your heart is toward him this morning. Amen. That's right. You said, I like the Lord to recognize me. We have to get broke before him. He ain't going to recognize you just because you've got a title. Most of them's not scriptural anyhow. That's right. I'm the chairman. That don't mean nothing to God. He don't recognize that.
Amen.
Amen. He don't recognize that. He recognizes, thank God, what people do from their heart for him. That's right. Praise God. It might be that little old boy in here. Hey, God, you thank God put a little bit of money in the offering plate, and every child ought to be taught to give. Hey, God, we live in a day and time when everybody wants to get. Hey, I tell you, we need a class on giving. Amen. I mean, praise God, she gave wages and bought this ointment just to come and anoint the Lord. I mean, she done it just for him. I tell you, if we could just get it to do just for him, I tell you, everything would work out. He recognized her. He seen what she did. And the Bible said she done what she could. I tell you what, it's rare people do what they could. She done what she could. He recognized it. I'll tell you something else Jesus recognized. He recognized that centurion's faith. One day Jesus came. I mean, the centurion came to Jesus. He said, my servant lies grievously vexed and tormented. He was in bad shape, the centurion's servant. And he said to him, Jesus said, I'll come to your house and I'll heal him. And the centurion said, Lord, he said, I'm not even worthy, for you to enter into my house. I'm not even worthy you to come under the roof where I live. But he said, if you'll speak the word only, that's all you got to do, Lord, just speak the word. Thank God, I tell you, my servant to be healed. And Jesus said, I've not seen so great faith. In Israel, he said, I hadn't seen nobody believe like that. I hadn't seen nobody trust me like that. I hadn't seen nobody have faith like that. He said, there's none that's got any greater faith. Amen. And that's right. I hadn't seen not such a great faith as that.
Right.
Thank God, he said, just speak the word only. I'm not even worthy for you to walk under my rooftop. Amen. Not even under it. I'm not worthy. Amen. I'm not worthy for Jesus to come into my house. But I know his word's got the power. I know what he says will happen. I know what he says he'll do. I know what he says, thank God, it'll pick up in my house business. I know, thank God, that one back there that needs healed. Thank God, he'll just speak the word. It'll happen. He recognized that man. He said, I see great faith in that man. Thing about that man, he had authority over soldiers. And he said, I tell him to go and I tell him to come. But you know what he did? He humbled himself. He said, you just speak the word, Lord. My servant will be healed.
Amen.
Oh, God help us. God help us. I'm telling you, he recognized that man. He said, I hadn't saw such great faith, no, not in Israel, that a man would just tell me that I don't have to come. You just speak the word, Lord, and it'll happen. I still believe that. I'll still be the word of God. If it's ever spoke to a man's heart, it'll happen. Ain't God, we're trying my friend in the flesh to get people saved, to get people healed. But it don't happen like that. It happens when he speaks the word. It happens when he preaches the word. It happens when God touches her heart. It don't happen no other way. A man don't get saved no other way. The only way a man gets saved is him speaking the word to them. That's right. You have to have the spoken word of God preached to your heart. That's what that man said. Speak the word only. He said, I hadn't saw. So you know what we're trying today? We're trying every little contraption and gimmick and gadget to get people healed and helped. Hey, friend, I'll tell you what. I'm just about ready to kick anything out that don't come from this book. Amen. I tell you, this house of God ought to be speaking the word of God only. Amen. That's right, brother. I'm talking about psalms and hymns and spiritual songs seeking in your heart and making melody unto the Lord. Thank God, this ain't a house of play. Amen. This is a house, thank God, of worship. That's right. I'm telling you, friend, I got the thinking about that. This house of God ought to be a place that we hear the word of God spoke. Amen. That's what that man said. He said, just speak the word only. Boy, it'd be good a congregation got to saying that. Amen. Just give me the word of God. Let me hear the word of God. Thank God, we'll load it up. Let's just let everybody, thank God, just call to God to preach. To get up and preach. Thank God. Let's cut the singing out for a Sunday. Amen. Let's say we're going to preach one after another. Thank God. Most people would be looking at their watch. They can't take too much. We got to get home. But we can sit at the ball game for 2 or 3 hours. We can go out to a restaurant and wait in line 30 minutes at least. And then sit there for an hour. Thank God. We can go to Walmart and shop for at least 2 hours. But we can't hear the preaching more than 30 minutes. It do us good, thank God, to have an all-day preaching. Amen. Thank God, I'll tell you what we need. We need the Word of God in the house of God. He said, just speak the Word. Amen. That's right. Thank God. That's what we need. We living in an entertainment day. Everybody's got to be entertained. Everybody's got to be entertained. That's why these I'm about to say something. I better watch it. That's why some of these old churches are dumb. I tell you, I'll just go ahead and say it. It's dumb. I ain't going to have trunk or treat or alternate Halloween. I ain't never saw such a mess in this day. Could you see the man of God, the Apostle Paul, look to a bunch of other apostles and said, boys, it's Halloween. We got to have something for the young people. I tell you, it's a damnable bunch of flesh. I've got not within 100 miles of it. I mean, that's what we want this hour. Hey, God, let's make something up in the name of God and do it for them. I'm telling you, God ain't in it, and you'll not find him in it. Amen. Amen. We'll throw a little scripture in with it, though. Let's throw a little old scripture in with this. Let's put a. I ain't got a daily bread or a track or my friend. I ain't got a badge or something in a bag. And give it to them. Hey friend, I'm tell you what, they need the spoken word of God. That centurion had enough sense. I ain't got to know it took the word of God to get that man healed. Hey, I got enough sense though this morning. It'll take the word of God to get a sinner saved. It'll take the word of God to get somebody healed. In the power of God, I'm telling you, I'm appreciative, amen. We're not going to have no games. Ain't God, I tell you, we're not going to have no yard sales. Ain't God, we ain't going to have no much of, amen, flesh. He said, speak the word of God. This ain't a YMCA. Ain't God, our flea market. Ain't God, my friend. Ain't God, our candy shop. This is the house of God, amen. That's right. Well, I love anything cut up. Anything takes away from spirituality.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Boys, I'm telling y'all to say, preacher, I really love you preaching the gospel to me.
That's right.
It don't matter if it cuts your little idolatry down. It don't matter because that man said, speak the word only. He didn't say, Lord, would you add a little to it and add a little to this and that. Oh, no, he said, just speak the word only. Amen. I ain't God, I'll tell you, friend. We're living in a day, we got to give them this and give them that. I tell you, he didn't want that. He said, speak the word only. I tell you what we need in this hour. I ain't got some leather lung preaching. I ain't God that'll speak the word only. I don't have to tell a joke. I ain't God don't have to have a bunch of gimmicks and gadgets. But just have the word of God.
You're right.
Amen. Praise his good name.
That's
right. He said, this is a house of prayer.
Yeah.
He said, anything done in this house is spiritual business.
Right.
Amen. It ain't the YMCA. God didn't call me to raise your children. God didn't call me to straighten them out, neither.
Right. Amen.
Amen. If you won't join the YMCA, it's about $35 a month, I reckon. Thank God you have to go down there to jog and run and play ball. We ain't having no ball teams around here. Thank God we're going to have God's team. Amen. And Jesus is the captain. The word of God's our authority. And that's what we're going to have. We're going to have preaching. We're going to have old time power. Thank God we're going to have old time ways. We're not going to get caught up in the gimmicks and the gadgets of this world. Thank God, my friend, I tell you, the singing, it's going to be like what you heard this morning. I'm not going to change. I pay, he said, speak the word on.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Lord. That's right. Praise God.
You know this church got kind of lazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'd hate to come to church, have to sleep, sit back like I was in a relaxing. Somebody bring me my crackers and tea. Blankets, pillows, everything else. I'm time to take a nap. I never saw nobody doing that when I was riding the lawnmower. Never have seen them do that when they're playing baseball. You know why? Because you've gotten lazy. You don't want the word of God only. You want it with ease. Don't you get up and preach like that. Amen. I'm going to preach to you.
Amen.
God told me to. You ought to take it up with him. I'm just preaching this morning about speaking the word only. Amen. I'm just telling you, dear neighbor, thank God, Jesus recognized them. Jesus said that man's got great faith in the word of God. May I tell you this? It takes a spoken word of God. If man could get saved just off the reading of the word of God, why do eunuch need a preacher?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Until they hear without a preacher.
Right.
Amen. I'm for giving things out to try to get people's attention about God and get them into the house of God and try to exhort them toward God. But I'll tell you, it'll still take the Holy Ghost to save them.
That's right.
It'll still take God to get a hold of them. It'll still take the Word of God. It'll still take it. He said, speak the Word of God only.
Amen.
That's right. I tell you, Jesus recognized that.
Amen. Sure he did.
Then I'll say this and I'm through this morning. No, did Jesus recognize the widow in giving, the woman in anointing him, and the centurion's faith? But Jesus recognized the weeping sinner in Luke chapter 7. He was in Simon's house again, it says in record. And they sat there at meat. And their woman came in that day that was a sinner. And the Bible said, thank God she got down on her knees. She came in and got down low. And she started weeping over the feet of our Lord. And she wept tears. I mean grim tears. Thank God came from her heart and eyes. And she began to weep over his feet. And the tears that came from her eye, no doubt it's uncontrollable weeping. Broken hearted over her sin. And she wept and wept and wept and wept. Every time them tears would come from her eyes, would fall on the blessed Lord's feet. And she began to take the hands of her head and wipe his feet. And that old Pharisee in that house said, if you don't know what kind of woman this is, she's a sinner.
Yeah.
Jesus recognized that woman that day.
Sure
he did. This is what he said about her. I got her wrote down. Listen to what Jesus said. He recognized her. He said, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much. He recognized her. He'll recognize a weeping sinner that's broken heart over sin. Thank God that'll get low. Thank God he got down low. I mean, she got down low. I mean, she came in behind him. She wouldn't even come in front of him. And got down behind where the Lord was. And got down on her knees. And started weeping tears. And them tears, them warm tears, thank God, fell on the feet of our Lord. And she took the hairs of her head and started wiping them. And that man criticized her. But Jesus said, her sins being many are forgiven. That's right. Thank God. Amen. I remember a day. Thank God when he said that, my sins being many are forgiven. And he said, because she loved much. He said she loved much. He said, them that are forgiven more, love more. That's what he said right there in the scripture. He recognized her right there. He recognized her brokenness. He recognized her heart. He recognized her desire. He recognized she wanted forgiven from the lifestyle of sin. That's what he recognized. That's right.
Glory to God.
He's not going to recognize people that won't admit who they are. And can I tell you this morning? Can I tell you something? He'll recognize every sinner that'll come to him. Thank God, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and bow before the Lord Jesus Christ and cry out to him for mercy. He'll recognize them. I tell you, he'll look toward them. He looked toward you one day. Thank God when you came to him with a broken heart and you seen yourself lost, a sinner, and you bowed before him. And thank God, your heart crying, and he recognized. Thank God you came. Like you were, and he had mercy on you, and forgave you of your sin. Thank God and cleansed you, and made you new. She left a different woman that day. Amen. That's right.
Yes, praise God.
I'm just preaching this morning some people Jesus recognized.
Yeah.
And every account I've read, they never had a name.
That's right. That's right.
Not before men. but before him they did.
Hallelujah.
That widow woman, he didn't say her name. Even though I believe that was Mary that came and anointed his head with ointment. It didn't call her that in that text. And that centurion didn't have a name. And I'm telling you, this woman here didn't have a name. I'm telling you, he recognized every one of them. Hey, man, you want the Lord to recognize you? Ain't God do it for the glory of God? That's right.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'd like to say, listen, when you want to be heard, we want to be seen. If I want to be heard and want to be seen, it ain't going to be recognized by him. You might recognize it. But I'll tell you what, wouldn't you rather Brother Raymond, Brother Joe, wouldn't you rather have him to recognize you?
That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank God.
Glory to God.
I'm preaching on some people Jesus recognized. I'll use one more. This morning he had a name. His name was John. Jesus said, them that's born of women is none greater than John. Here one day John was in prison. Had preached about Philip having a wife that shouldn't be his. Said it's unlawful for you to have your brother's wife. And thank God, he got thrown in prison for preaching the truth. And when he got there, he asked them, is this really the Lord's?
That's right.
Or do we look for another? And Jesus said, go tell John.
Amen.
That the blind can see, the lepers are cleansed, the lame are made to walk, and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
That's right.
He said, I want to tell y'all something about John.
Yeah.
He said, them that's born of women,
yes,
there's none greater. Not none. That's right. Jesus recognized him as the only forerunner that he ever had.
That's it. Hallelujah.
There was never another one that said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, that when our Lord came into this world, John recognized him for who he was. John recognized him for who he is. John recognized him, thank God. And when John recognized him, Jesus recognized him. You want Jesus to recognize you? You make a lot of him. You recognize him, and he'll recognize you. That's right.
That's
what it is. Right. There's some people Jesus recognized. Wasn't what the world recognized.
That's right.
That's what he recognized. I wonder this morning, listen to me, I'm about through. Listen to what I'm about to say. I wonder to ask you this morning, are you concerned about him recognizing you more than you are what man says or recognizes you?
That's right.
That's right. Of what we're here. It's recognized by men.
That's right.
But what we are in the dark.
Amen.
And what we are when we're by ourselves.
Yeah.
That's what we really are.
Amen.
And that's what we're really recognized by him about.
That's it.
There's a lot more in this Bible Jesus recognized. But I'll tell you this. These here is about hard to meet. Because these were most unlikely. And that's who Jesus uses. That's right. That little old widow woman. That woman had an alabaster box. That centurion that came, thank God, that centurion that came, and he had great faith, and then my friend, that sinner woman, that came, and behind him and wept, and wiped his own feet, with the hairs of her head, that's who he recognized.
Amen.
I wonder this morning. I wonder, I will say this and I'm through. I wonder if Jesus recognizes me. Let's stand this morning.